You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere. Here are your hosts, Anthony Kastrovince and Phil Rogers.
This is MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition. I'm Phil Rogers with Anthony Kastrovince. Reds come out of the All-Star break. Very tough start at Yankee Stadium, swept in that series. But still, you look at this team and all the parts, as exciting of a player in baseball as any in Billy Hamilton, as big of a bullpen arm as any in Aroldis Chapman, deep starting rotation. I kind of think that false start to the second half in New York wasn't really the picture. This team to me looks like it is going to be very competitive as we roll from here. What do you think, Anthony?
Yeah, they're definitely going to be competitive because they have one of the stronger and, in my opinion, more underrated rotations in the game. I'm just as curious as anybody to see what they, if they do anything offensively here before the deadline, because, those injuries to Brandon Phillips and Joey Votto really hurt a team that probably needed another bat to begin with. So, we'll see if Walt Jock can pull anything off. I know he definitely values some versatility at this point because he will get those guys back eventually. So, you think about a guy like Ben Zobrist of the Rays, who would be perfect for them, but who knows if he'll even be available. Who knows what the Rays will do there. So we'll see. But at the end, you're right, Phil. I mean, that pitching can take them a long way, and it's a really tough division. But, the Reds have hung in there as well as anybody because of that pitching.
Now we'll bring in Mark Sheldon, MLB.com beat writer for the Reds. And, Mark, I know with the Cincinnati team now, people look at the hitters that aren't there. But one guy that just jumps out to me when I've seen him lately is Todd Frazier. And I'm not sure there was anybody that had a better time in Minneapolis at the All-Star game than Mr. Frazier. He seemed to absolutely make the most of every minute there. And is he becoming just a bigger and bigger presence on the Reds?
Yeah, he really is. He's really kind of stepped up in a way, both on the field and in the clubhouse. He's not a shy guy by any stretch. He likes to speak what he feels. He's always available for interviews in both wins and losses when he's the hero and when he's the GOAT. Case in point, on Sunday, a ball dropped in from Brian McCann's bat between three players. Frazier took responsibility for it, and he was probably his mistake. He was playing first base that day, and ball dropped. It was a walk-off single, and they lost. And it's kind of been indicative of some things he's done right this.
Well, first game back after the All-Star break in Yankee Stadium, Brian Peña, who's a guy getting a chance to play because of the injuries, a two-homer game. How important has he been in kind of filling the holes? Earlier, Devin Mesoraco's time on the disabled list, and now it seems like a pretty wise move that Walt Jocke made over the winter in bringing in Brian Peña.
Yeah, he's another guy that's a good clubhouse addition and a good, solid player. He didn't play much first base. Only four games in his career until he got to the Reds. And now, of course, he's been forced to kind of press into service to play a lot more. And he's been serviceable. Is he perfect? No. I mean, he's not going to make all the plays. He's not a gold glover by any sense, but he's been dependable enough. But his bat has been really good. He's very solid at the plate as a switch hitter. He's done a lot of things, and he's worked well as a catcher, which especially with Johnny Cueto. They have a good relationship together.
Well, now on to the guys that you look for that aren't there. Any light at the end of the tunnel with Joey Votto and Brandon Phillips? What would you say the earliest is either of those guys could be back?
Well, Phillips on Monday began throwing. He started some workouts. He's not able to catch yet, but he's able to have some limited mobility of his left thumb, and he's kind of resumed some workouts. He's still on target. The original prognosis was 6 weeks or so after the surgery on July 11th, so right now, as far as we know, he's still on target. Votto had his second of two platelet-rich plasma injections into his left knee quad area. He's going to be kind of light activity for the next couple of days, but they expect him to resume his rehabilitation after that. And but there's still no timetable. We don't have any real clear sense other than maybe in late August or possibly early September.
Mark, when I look at the Reds, you know, that durable, deep starting rotation is kind of what I expect is going to lead them every time. And they had injuries in the first half. Now I see them coming out of the All-Star break probably as strong as they've been all year. What do you look for just kind of in general out of this rotation? If they can keep guys healthy, could that be kind of a key to getting out of the middle of the pack in the wild card race and establishing themselves as a playoff team again?
Yeah, I think that the rotation, especially among the four teams in the Central, is probably the best equipped to go down the stretch and be the strongest. So far, it's pretty healthy. Bailey had a knee issue, but he seems like he's okay. Matt Latos had a back issue and pitched on Monday and had no trouble. And then, of course, you have Cueto, Simon, and Leak. And they right now haven't been getting a lot of help as far as defense behind them. They've been having some bad defense. They need to work on that. But I think overall the rotation is the kind of situation they can keep them going while the offense tries to get itself together. And if they can do that, the Reds definitely be a major contender down the stretch. But right now they have to turn around some things because the offense has been doing this too well, and they haven't gotten a quality start in the last since the All-Star break started. So they want to work on that. They could be in this thing.
Also, at the All-Star game, I mentioned Todd Frazier, but I mean, for Aroldis Chapman to have an All-Star season after taking that horrific line drive, you know, just above his eye during spring training, you know, how big of a thrill do you think that was for Aroldis to be there among the best of baseball and an All-Star game where there was a little bit of an emphasis on Cuban players? That had to be really a big thrill for him.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, he didn't think when he was hit and was laying in a hospital bed recovering from the surgery back in March that having the kind of All-Star season was going to be possible, quite frankly. He didn't expect it. Of course, he had other things on his mind that were more important, like recovering. But when he came back May 11th, he really did come out of the gate as strong as he possibly could, and he made a pronouncement to Brian Price that he wanted to be dependable enough to go as many days in a row as he was ever needed, as throw as many pitches or as many innings as needed, and he got that he was going to condition himself to be able to do that. And what he's done this season is not necessarily use his fastball quite as much. It's still coming in at 101, 102, even 103 miles an hour, but he's also been able to back it up with a 90-mile-an-hour changeup. He's got a really effective slider. The pitches are being considered secondary pitches, but they're plus-plus secondary pitches, and it's made him even more formidable for a hitter to deal with. It's been possibly his best season of the five he's had in the major leagues. It's been really impressive to watch, and it's been a really good story as well. I don't know if he would qualify as comeback player of the year since he was an All-Star last year, but from what he came back from in spring training, it really is remarkable.
And lastly, Mark, as the July 31st deadline approaches, some talk around about the Reds possibly going out to add another bat to this lineup that's been hit with injuries. What do you expect that they will be doing before the July 31st deadline?
Yeah, the Reds are a tough team to predict because they really don't make a lot of moves. They've only made two really in Walt Jocketty's tenure, when they got Scott Rolen in 2009 and they got Jonathan Broxton in 2012. They just haven't done a lot, but at the same time, they really do need a bat, and I think what they're looking for is a kind of hitter who can play multiple positions. It would be someone that could play first base, but then when Joey Votto comes back, they can move him to other positions, or if it's someone that plays second base, likewise with Brandon Phillips. So, unfortunately, there's not a whole lot of those kind of guys around. Ben Zobrist, of course, is one of the names that always leaps to mind, but you got the Rays who are surging. I'm not sure they're going to part with him, and it's going to cost the Reds quite a bit maybe to get him from the Rays if the Rays were interested in selling, and I'm not sure that they are. So it'll be interesting to see what they do. That Jocketty doesn't feel like he has to make a move by the 31st. There's always the waiver trade route. And, of course, they're also getting Phillips and Votto back at some point, so he always feels like he has that going for them as well. I think they need to add a bat, and I think they should at least try.
Mark, thank you very much. This is MLB.com Extras, Cincinnati Reds edition.